I'm Justin Oldham, and you're listening to an ATS member podcast supported by AboveTopSecret.com. For the benefit of those kind and benevolent computers over at the Department of Homeland Security, I'd like to say that this digital recording was made on Thursday, July 5th of 2007. I'd like to take the next 5 minutes to talk to you about a policy action taken by President Bush that may have escaped your attention. On Tuesday, July 3rd, as the rest of us were stocking the beer and the steak, getting ready for the Independence Day observation, Mr. Bush commutated the prison sentence of Lewis Scooter Libby. Now, for those of you who don't know, Mr. Libby was the former chief of staff for Vice President Dick Cheney. Last year, Mr. Libby was put on trial for the possibility of having outed a CIA agent. The jury did not find him guilty of that charge, but they did find him guilty of perjury. Perjury happens when the witnesses in the court case prove that your story is a lie. Now, the matter of the CIA agent is probably always going to be debated by conspiracy theorists, but there's no denying the perjury charges. Just about everyone who took the stand either denied having any involvement with Mr. Libby, or their version of events was so counter to his own that it made him look bad. The judge who ruled in this case sentenced Mr. Libby to 30 months in prison. That's 2.5 years to you and me. He also got hit with a $250,000 fine. Now, it's worth noting that no matter who you are here in the United States, everybody gets an appeal. And Scooter has not yet had his day in court to get his appeal on this case before the president stepped in. And that's part of what really ticks me off. Being the dark master of American politics that I am, on Tuesday, July 3rd, I was moved by a sudden shift in the American political process. And I turned on the TV, and there it was for us all to see. And I was quite surprised, just as anybody else would have been under my conditions. Now, it's bad enough that the president jumped on this one before one of his loyal henchmen has had his day in court for his legally mandated appeal, but when he was asked about this matter and then quizzed about the possibility of future parole, Mr. Bush was quite bold in the way that he kept that option on the table. Now, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to know that when any president, regardless of political affiliation, is so speedy quick to pardon or commute anybody who was formerly under his command, that there's got to be a payoff or a cover-up going on. Now, I don't care what country you live in, if you had even accidentally perjured yourself, it's unlikely that you're going to win your appeal, and it's unlikely that you're going to avoid the jail time that your law prescribes. I, for one, am satisfied by the evidence in this case that Mr. Libby did, in fact, perjure himself. I would like to step back for just a moment and point out that it is entirely legal for any president to commute anyone's sentence. And for those who don't know what that is, the president has a constitutionally mandated power to pardon somebody or to reduce or negate their prison sentence. Both of those authorities are precisely spelled out in the Constitution. As I record this, it's being reported in the mainstream media that Mr. Libby has paid his $250,000 fine with a cashier's check to the federal court system. In the days and weeks to come, it's not going to surprise me if we find out that some of his rich Republican friends ponied up that money to help him make such a quick and speedy payoff. It bothers me very much when I see federal officials gaming the system to their own advantage. I hope you'll also take advantage of the discussion threads which have been started by several ATS members to learn about and talk about this issue on your own. What you see on AboveTopSecret.com should be used as a guidepost, something to keep you aware of the changing situation, to help you expose yourself to other points of view so that you can make up your own mind. Sometimes the only way you can deny ignorance is to get your hands dirty with an issue or a subject that really makes you mad. You've been listening to an ATS member podcast that'll reach millions, supported by AboveTopSecret.com. Have a good day.